This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Great. Well, my name is Christy Falterusso, and I'm the Vice President of Customer Success at IntelliShift. We are our telematics organization where we help organizations that have assets and fleets manage them and operationalize all of their data to effectively drive ROI. I've been in the role for about 6 months, but have about 8 years worth of customer success experience where we are really focused on customer outcomes and experience. It's our job to manage the customers in the post-sale environment to ensure their success and alignment against their business goals and objectives and help operationalize them across our customer journey.
Christy, how are you involved with user adoption?
Yeah, so we are very involved with user adoption because ultimately the success of our customers comes out of their alignment and value driven from our product. And so we are really focused on, I think the core way that we do this is ensuring that we have a good alignment on our customers' goals and business objectives. So ultimately, what are they trying to achieve as a company? And then trying to map and mirror that back to our product to ensure their success and adoption. We are really not focused on just driving feature and functionality. So I don't care how much of the product that they use or consume. It is more focused on, is the product that they are using, how their organization is adopting it, does it directly correlate back to their core use cases, and ultimately going to help them achieve those goals that they've established with us.
Christy, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
We've had a lot of success and obviously a ton of challenges along the way as well. I would say some of the successes that we've had is by taking the approach of a business goal and objective alignment, we are able to ensure that the way our customers are using our products and the adoption that we're seeing across their entire user base is directly correlated to some ROI or value outcome. And so taking that approach has really helped ensure that we are talking to our customers about the right things at the right time and in a way that directly correlates back to value for them. Other things that we've seen very successful is, we are very heavy on our proper training enablement programs. And so, we believe that if you are really focused on understanding the use cases and properly training folks and end users on how they should be using something, not necessarily how to do something, not like click here and point on this or click that button, but really tailoring it towards, here is how you're going to use this product to drive and achieve those goals. And tailoring our training and enablement against that has really transformed how our customers are adopting it. It just kind of inherently makes more sense for them. So we've had great success taking that more tailored approach to our training enablement, where it is less on feature and function and more tied towards use cases. We see a lot more folks not only understand the value in a different way, even folks that have a less technical aptitude, it seems to click for them. And so as a result, they're able to just drive more value. Challenges that we've seen, obviously, definitely there is some resistance when core folks that you are working to train and enable, maybe we're not part of the decision-making process to purchase a piece of software or to move forward with your solution. And so there could be resistance to change. Obviously people purchase technology to embark on some kind of change management and do something inherently different. And so what we find is that there are some folks that are just resistant to change. And it's difficult for them and it's disruptive in their workflow and they are not able to commit the time and energy that they would need to in order to be successful in that transformation. And so, we definitely see challenges where, we're trying to deploy something that is not mandated top down and we don't have cross-functional buy-in. People don't tend to necessarily want to engage the way they would want to. And as a result, we're not seeing them use and adopt the technology in a way that makes sense for the partnership. Other challenges that we've had is, maybe it's misalignment during the sales process where they thought that there was a use case, there was a need, maybe that wasn't the case. And so there is a result of not wanting to move forward in a very structured manner or the time, a level of intensity that's required to stand something up or to use it or to drive that value. So we definitely run into roadblocks based on, I think, misset expectations, lack of buy-in, technical aptitude, and maybe kind of just user understanding of what the product does, that value prop. But I would say if we definitely get all of that situated up front, you align on those expectations, you're both parties are aligned on those goals and those outcomes, we definitely see a much higher adoption rate, and the users are typically more successful long-term.
Christy, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Yeah, I would definitely say much of the success that we've had is taking a more tailored approach towards business outcomes. And so less on, you know, focusing on the numbers per se, right? Like no two companies or accounts should be looked at through the same lens. And not all product is going to be adopted the same way to translate to ROI. So my advice would be for folks that are focused on user adoption is to be more thoughtful about who your users are and their business use cases and how they specifically are defining value. Just because they're not using 20 or 30% of your product doesn't mean that they're not seeing a big ROI and that the partnership isn't translating to real value for them over time. And so just be more thoughtful about how you're measuring and benchmarking what that success metric looks like in that benchmark with regards to user adoption. And then the second thing that I would definitely call out is just making sure that you are training and enabling your end users well. I think, you know, people, different technologies are easier to use than others. And so making sure that you understand maybe some of the challenges in your UI or the nuances about your technology to help folks navigate that up front, but making sure that you're doing your due diligence and training them and coaching them along the way in a way that translates back to their use cases and their operating model. Directly tying those two things together will help them see the value at a high level. And then as they start to use it over time, will hopefully just translate into ongoing ROI for them in their daily usage.
Chrissy, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Love to take opportunities to share anything that we can on, you know, LinkedIn or other social media forums, but we are working also on putting together, we've got a couple of podcasts that we're working on as well. So love this format for these types of learning and sharing. And then also, you know, we are publishing a lot in the Gain, Grow, Retain community. It's a forum for customer success professionals. And one of the topics that we do spend a lot of time on is talking about adoption as a metric of success with your customers. And so definitely feeding a lot into that as well.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.